Marge Babysits. My name is Jemima Button. I am 7 years old, and I'm the tallest girl in my class. My little brother is Jakey Pants, though grown-ups call him Jake, and he is 4 years old. He loves wrestling, dinosaurs, and ice cream. We live with our mummy and daddy in an ordinary house on an ordinary street. We used to be an ordinary family until the day our babysitter came. It was 5 o'clock on Thursday, and our family was sitting around the table. Our parents were dressed up in their smart clothes.
"Why do we need a babysitter?"
asks Jake.
"Because we are going out for dinner,"
explains Daddy, patting Jakey Pants on the head. Mummy smiles and says, "We need someone here to look after you." I can see that my baby brother is not happy. He begins to cry. Well, fake cry. He wails and flails his arms around like a baby penguin on slippery ice.
"Do you want to read a story?"
asks Daddy, handing Jake his favourite book.
"Stupid book,"
says Jake, and throws it on the ground. Oh no, I bite my lip. When Jakey Pants starts throwing things, it means he is headed for a tantrum. What will our new babysitter think? The last time we had a babysitter, Jake spent the whole time hiding in his room, building a Lego weapon so that he could destroy her. He was cross at her because she scolded him for covering Daddy's desk with stickers, and then I had to peel them all off. I hope Jakey behaves himself tonight. He can be very stubborn and naughty when he wants to be. "There's your favourite for dinner, macaroni cheese," says Mummy as she puts it into the fridge. Jake's face lights up, but not for long.
"And broccoli,"
he adds, scowling.
"I don't want broccoli, and I definitely do not want a babysitter,"
Jake shouts. "Even if the broccoli is on your blue T-Rex plate?" Mummy pleads.
"Especially then,"
Jakey retorts. Mummy gives Daddy a panicked look. Everyone knows that my little brother has two rules. One, he won't wash his hair. He says it's boring. Two, he won't eat broccoli. Ever. But then we meet someone extraordinary. Our new babysitter.
Ding dong.
That's the doorbell. Straight away, Jakey stops crying and races to the door. He peeks through the window, then takes off his shorts and pulls them over his head. Jake always does this when he wants to wrestle or stop someone from coming in the house, like Uncle Desmond. "Put your shorts back on," Mummy says sternly. Daddy is opening the door.
"Meet Marge,"
Daddy says in the voice he saves for his boss at work. I peep from behind Daddy as I always feel shy around new grown-ups. There she is. Marge, the babysitter. Standing in our hallway is a person so small that she only comes up to Daddy's armpit. She is wearing a little yellow woolly hat and reading glasses. Her face looks serious too, and I worry that she will be strict, like my nursery teacher, Mrs. Ratley, who made us eat all our packed lunch, even when the sandwiches were soggy. She has a big round belly and skinny legs with knees as knobbly as twigs. "Hi, Marge," I say and give her my bravest smile. But Jake has only noticed how small Marge is. She is definitely not tall enough to ride a roller coaster. She could even fit in Jake's cardboard box that he uses as his superhero hideout.
"Are you a kid or a grown-up?"
he asks, peering closely at her.
"Definitely a grown-up,"
answers Marge gleefully.